Now to your stories of overcoming fear. It's our homework segment, and it turns out we have some seriously brave listeners, like Meg Rawlings of Medford, Oregon. Her fear, her terror, actually, was water. As a child, her mother put her in swimming classes, which Meg describes as a disaster. Then, at age 44, she finally had a reason to face her fear.
10 years ago, my husband and I had the opportunity to go to Hawaii, and I wanted to see the tropical fish that everyone told me about. So I borrowed some snorkel gear, I got into the pool, and practiced with snorkel gear.
Sharks patrol these waters. Sharks patrol these waters. Don't let your fingers dangle in the water.
We went to Hawaii, the water felt great, and when I came home, I thought I'd try a triathlon. I already was a runner and a cyclist. This year, I entered in the Escape from Alcatraz triathlon, which meant I had to jump off a boat that was right near Alcatraz Island, and I swam across the San Francisco Bay.
Swim for the shore just as fast as you were able. Swim!
I'm not a strong swimmer. I'm not a fast swimmer, but I made it. And now I feel I've overcome my fear. It just makes me feel powerful. It's kind of a funny feeling to have when you're in your 50s, but it's a great feeling.
And then there's Lisbeth Ault of Buffalo, New York. The thing that makes her psycho? Spiders.
It seems like I would always see a spider in the bathroom. I seem to love bathrooms. And I would, like, take a shower, and I don't know how many times I came screaming out of the bathroom, sometimes half naked, just screaming, there's a spider, get rid of it, get rid of it.
Decades later, she found the perfect way to face her fear. She dragged her mother to the movie theater. The film? Arachnophobia.
This doesn't make sense. They're swarming. I've never seen them this aggressive.
I think they're chasing us.
I ended up curled up in a fetal position and hanging on to her, constantly burying my face into her arm. And at the time, I'm like 31 years old.
One at a time.
It wasn't like I was cured, but it did help. Then I started to come to more grips of the fear, and now I'm not as scared of them. In fact, I can get rid of them if I have to.
Rock and roll.
Thanks to all who faced their fears and turned in this week's homework. For next week, we want to hear your stories of courtship, when you were wooed or were the wooer. Send your stories to homework@npr.org or call the homework hotline. That's 202-408-5183. We may just put you on the air.